Now, I don't know how comfortable you are with Boolean operators, how often you use them. Boolean queries used to be much more important in the past. Now, in a way, when you look at Google, it automatically applies a Boolean AND. So even if you don't spell it out and you just have a space between words, it interprets it as a Boolean AND. And since there's such a huge result set, one of the key challenges in Boolean retrieval is, especially if you search against small databases, is that if you are too restrictive, if you use too many ANDs, you get what's called a null set. You don't get any results. On the web, since it's such a huge amount of data, you're more to encounter a null set is not as easily done as, let's say, if you search a smaller database. Now, when you want to use Boolean operators, the question is, which ones should you choose? And that's what's referred to as the coordination problem. And many people find Boolean syntax counterintuitive, because the Boolean AND implies when we speak to one another, when we say, look, I would like X and Y and C and so on, we understand by ANDing, we're making it bigger, we're making it broader, we're getting more. Whereas in the Boolean, when you apply a Boolean AND, you're actually narrowing the query instead of broadening it. You're becoming much more specific because you're requiring all of these conditions to be satisfied. Whereas with the OR, in the Boolean sense, it actually is the way to broaden things, but when we speak it, it has the opposite meaning. Or it could be one, it's not making it bigger, it could be one or the other or the other. Now the question becomes is, how could we let people formulate Boolean queries in a visual way? And one interface that's been proposed quite a while back is what's called the filter flow interface, and that's also been talked about by Marty Hurst. And the way this works is as follows. Think of it, it has two dimensions. One is the vertical one and one is the horizontal one. And if you think of yourself reading it from left to right, and think of it like a river that flows from left to right, and it goes through these gates, and depending whether, so this river of data, if the data items that are in this river, if they satisfy certain properties that are specified by these filters, then the river is allowed to flow further from left to right. And the horizontal dimension means ANDing. So it's like having to go from, like in a way, jumping over one hurdle, then another hurdle, and then another hurdle as you move from left to right. The vertical direction is like an OR, in terms of you have choices which hurdle you need to jump over. You can either go up or down, and if either one of those you satisfy, you're allowed to move on and move further towards the right. And so here you can see at the very left, the river is very broad, and then we filter it based on location, it got smaller, and then we can see we have either a title or in terms of this is a job search, it could be either an accountant or a clerk, so they can flow parallel to one another, and that's equivalent to a Boolean OR. And then in terms of the title, it's either the names that are being searched for, and then the salary, and then these two come together, and that's the final result set. And we'll talk more about in class how intuitive you find working with this metaphor. But the key thing here to remember is that the spatial dimension of horizontal means AND, and a vertical means OR.